This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money podcast. It's Thanksgiving, and I know you probably are like, why are they doing a show on Thanksgiving? Shouldn't they do something else? I don't know. We only know how to do one thing, which is this show. We only know, we, Mark and I, only know how to get you guys on the air, answer your financial questions. And then we promise that if you want to hear a little mushy Thanksgiving stuff, just hop on over to our other podcast. It's called Jill on Money. Mark, I wrote things down, by the way, for that podcast.
Oh, wow. Now you're putting the pressure on me now.
Exactly right. So Mark appears on this podcast, Mark, the co-host and executive producer of this podcast, and we are both certified financial planners, and thankfully I'm in good standing now that I've gotten all of my continuing education done. And what we're trying to do in this program is help you make the next best financial decision, whatever it is for you. Each of you have a unique personal financial question. In order to really cover what is important for you to do next, you should contact us. Go to jillonmoney.com, click the contact button. And if you're willing to, just say you'll come on the air. That is what Tyler did. Tyler's on the line from Nashville. But Tyler, today, Thanksgiving, which we are pre-taping, so let's be clear, okay? Are you already anxious about the big football game that you care about today?
Correct. Yes, I am a huge Mississippi State fan, and later tonight we will be playing Ole Miss in the Egg Bowl, and hopefully, Lord willing, Mississippi State will destroy them and they'll just quit playing football. That's what I hope.
So wait, Mississippi State, is that's Dak Prescott? Is that right?
Yes. I even named my son after Dak Prescott. I love him so much.
Goodness.
Wait a second. Mark, what was the movie with Sandra Bullock?
No, that's The Blind Side. That's all fiction. Awful movie. Not true. None of it.
Oh, my God. But she's so cute. Why is it all not true? Educate us right now.
So Michael Oher, who is from Memphis, was, I guess, adopted by a family who just happens to support Ole Miss. Mm-hmm. And just how convenient. The number one offensive tackle in the entire nation, who was recruited by Alabama, Southern Cal, everyone decides to go to Ole Miss. How convenient for that.
Wow. So, there's a real conspiracy theory that you're lining up here, huh?
It's not a conspiracy theory. That is fact. So Ole Miss is just awful. I am Mississippi State all the way.
What is the Mississippi State? What should I know? What are you called? The Mississippi State what's?
What are they, Bulldogs?
Bulldogs.
All right. I'm into a Bulldog. I like that.
So Eli Manning was Ole Miss, right?
Correct.
That's why you hate Eli Manning, right?
Yes. I can't stand the Mannings. Peyton, he didn't even go to Ole Miss. I don't like him.
You're like, you know, really, it's like, I hate you. I hate your family. That's how you roll, Tyler. I like that.
Basically.
What is your rooting for professional football then?
Because I grew up in the South and mainly just cheer for college football, I really don't have a team, but because Dak Prescott plays for the Dallas Cowboys, I am a Cowboy fan by association.
Really?
Yes.
America's team.
Yes.
I hate the Cowboys because that's like, they're like the team that won so much in the 80s, but whatever. I'm okay. I'm going with you. First of all, I'm excited because I feel like I'm going to get a Mississippi State Bulldog hat right now because this is very exciting for me. I collect hats. So I'm going to just go online and get one of those and I'm going to wear it for you, Tyler.
You
all
need
right?
to get a cowbell. Because that is our big thing, is a cowbell.
Mark, how long have I been asking for a cowbell?
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
Need more cowbell.
Tyler, I wish you the very best of luck. And I'm very excited about Thanksgiving with you. Already, I feel like this is a great Thanksgiving episode.
Now, when I see the score on Thursday involving this game, I actually have a reason to pay attention. Now I'm going to be curious as to who wins this game.
All right. So we're going to be excited. Where is it being played? Are you home or away?
We are at Starkville. So it is at home.
Okay. You're at home. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to follow it and I might even send you a note that night. Okay.
If we are losing, I may hide under the bed for a few weeks. So
I understand.
I'm very, 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 very nervous.
Oh my gosh. I love it. All right. Do you feel nervous about your financial life at all or not?
I actually feel pretty good. But when it comes to our mortgage, I do have questions. I'm very ignorant when it comes to that. So
I don't think you're ignorant because you're a listener, and we have been priding ourselves when we talk to all of our advertisers. I say, if you want to just find the people who are smart, come to our show. So I know right now, Tyler, that you are a smart man. What is the situation? How can we help you?
Okay. So about 6 years ago, my wife and I bought a foreclosed house here in Nashville. And then, as y'all are aware, Nashville has exploded since then. Three kids later, we don't know if we should refinance to get more money out of that or to save money with our mortgage payment. Should we make it a 15 or 10 year to pay it off sooner? Or we don't even know how long we're going to be in this house. So do we just leave it as is, kind of set it and forget it?
I'm interested in this. You bought the house. How much is it worth right now?
So again, this is internet, so kind of do take it with a grain of salt, mm-hmm. but it is valued at $380,000 and our current mortgage is $116,000.
What's the interest rate on the current mortgage?
4.375.
Oh, geez. Okay. How old are the kids?
The oldest is about to turn 4, mm-hmm. middle just turned 2, mm-hmm. and our youngest is 4 months old.
All right. I just wanted to, Tyler, can you do me a favor? Because Mark is such a complaining, whining parent right now. He has one child who's 2.5. Can you like tell him that to just stop it with his like, oh, Theo didn't sleep through the night. Like,
No. Go for it, Mark. If your kid didn't sleep through the night, you are more than welcome to complain. Go for it.
Sleep is not the issue, Tyler, but terrible twos, they are a real thing.
They are, very much so. Yeah, our middle one, she's a sassy molassie. It's like as soon as she turned 2, she got overly sassy, telling us no at everything. I'm slowly going insane.
All right. Our sassy girl. I already like her. I feel like she's a kindred spirit of mine. Okay, Tyler, you and your wife, how much do you make in income?
Okay, so I make, I think, $72,000. Mm-hmm. My wife, who just, again, had our newborn, she is taking off a full year.
Okay,
so
good.
She, when she does go back to work, she will make $60,000.
Forgetting about that it's you're taking this year off. But on that $130,000, your cash flow is pretty good. Are you able to afford everything? Like, all systems go?
Yes. Again, thank goodness for the child tax credit. That has been a huge help the past 6 months, again, with paying for daycare for the oldest.
How much is that daycare, by the way?
We are, again, very lucky because we were able to find a place that is only $750 a month.
Oof.
So, well, we were paying at another place, I think, $1,300 a month.
Oh, God.
One of the reasons I'm asking this question is, this time next year, we're going to have all three kids in daycare, and that'll be approximately $2,100.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh. Okay, let's go through these numbers. So do you have a retirement account through work, Tyler?
Yes, I do.
What do you have?
Okay, so for my work IRA, that's currently at $61,000.
Mm-hmm.
An old work IRA is at $12,000.
Mm-hmm.
My Roth IRA is $55,000. And my wife's Roth IRA is $16,000.
Your current plan, is it a 401k?
Yes.
And how much are you contributing to that?
Though we do save, I'm not like super strategic about it. I just know to invest. Let's say $500 a month.
Okay. So, and you're both maxing out your Roth accounts, right?
We are not. No.
You're not. Okay.
Yeah. Again, I think I pay about $350 a month.
Okay.
And then my wife, I think, is set at like $200.
It's all right. You're doing okay. How about your emergency reserve fund?
So we have $43,000 in savings.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And again, once, depending on how this child tax credit thing, if it does happen next year, we'll see. But I do expect to kind of dip into that as we, because again, right now we're totally fine with our family of five, kind of getting through and everything, still saving, still having fun and everything. But I do expect to use some of the savings over the next 6-7 months to kind of float daycare until my wife does start going back to work.
Okay. I mean, that seems fine. I mean, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What about any other debt? Do you guys have student loans? And how old are you? I didn't ask you that question.
I am 37 and my wife is 35. Okay. And no debt at all.
Except for that mortgage.
Correct.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, let's talk about this house. If you were to stay there, you'd want to do some work in it. Is that what I'm hearing?
No. Again, it is 3 bedrooms, 2 bath. We're all kind of tight in there, all five of us, but it suits our needs. We actually have a backyard in the heart of Nashville. We are just, again, very lucky. This is where we just don't know. You know, it's we could easily move to the burbs for better school district, or, you know, if my son gets, you know, gets in the lottery of a specific metro school we want, we would stay here. So again, we're just kind of up in the air. So,
you have to tell me what you really would prefer.
Once the pandemic hit and, you know, you heard all about like low interest rates. Now's the time to refinance. I was always hesitant because I didn't know if we were moving or not. Again, this is where I'm saying that I don't know about it. Like, I've always heard kind of the rule of thumb is don't refinance unless you plan to stay for, you know, 4 or 5 years to make up the cost. So again, that's where I was like, I know it's a lot lower now, but I don't know if I'm going to be here a year from now. So that's where I was always just kind of gun shy about moving forward.
Mark, do you have an opinion on this?
I mean, I would say, look, a year just passed and you're still there. So odds are you might be there for another 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I don't know. You have a pretty high interest rate right now.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely want to refi this thing.
Okay.
And I'm sort of feeling like it could be, your kids are really young. I mean, do you guys feel like you want to do the burb thing? I mean, that suburban thing is like a whole different lifestyle.
Eventually, again, I would love to be able to walk on a sidewalk with my children and not worry about cars racing down the main drag of our street. In time, I do see it. But again, I just don't know. I kind of lean to making a 15-year mortgage.
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
What's your reasoning?
My reasoning is this. I mean, I think it's fine to refi. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to refi for a 30. Don't even think twice about it. It's just going to make your cash flow better. And chances are, you're not keeping this mortgage for 30 years anyway. I just want you to have money to available. If you said to me, I want to move right now, right? If you had to buy a house in the burbs, how much would it cost?
Oh, here in Nashville, easily, I'm going to say 500, maybe 450 on the low end.
Let's say 500. Do you feel like it would be just way too much to pull the trigger and do that like in the next year?
I lean towards it because, yes, we would get theoretically a lot of money back for, you know, selling our current house. But I'm just so, again, we have it so good right now with our how low our monthly mortgage payment is. I'd hate to just the thought of that.
You don't want to take that big like leap forward.
Correct. That just makes me very nervous.
Okay. All right. Then this is what we're going to do. You're going to refi this 4.375. Just refi. And do you need any cash for any reason out of this house right now?
No reason.
Refi for a 30 year. Don't worry about starting the clock over. Just don't worry about it.
Okay.
Your payment is going to drop. Isn't that amazing? When it drops, you're just going to keep that money flowing into savings and retirement. Mark, can you just do a quick calculation? What's a 30 year right now? Is it three-ish, three and a quarter?
Three, four.
Okay. Do 3.5 just for the heck of it. Do a 3.5% 30-year, $115,000, and tell me what the payment is. You may be able to actually go to the current lender and ask them if they'll do a refi for like short dollars, because some they want to keep these loans on the books. Mm-hmm. So rather than you leave the family, you might get a better deal. I don't know. But you can also just go to any mortgage broker. It will certainly be easy peasy.
So what does short dollars mean?
That just means that like it will be, I'm being a traitor on you. It just means that it will be inexpensive. It will be less expensive sometimes to just go to your current lender and say like, I want to refi. What's the best deal you can give me? And they'll sometimes give you a pretty good deal.
Okay.
Mark, what do we got for a 3.5%, $115,000 30 year?
It's just over 500.
What are you paying right now a month?
1100.
Yeah. I mean, I bet this is going to go down for you. So here's what we are going to do. I think what you should do is you should refi for a 30. You're free. You're going to save some money. Whatever the monthly amount that you save, I want you to start to do two things. I want you to be a little bit more thoughtful about retirement, meaning I really want you guys to be, you know, for maybe for you and your 401k, I want you to try to save a little bit more money or either that or in your Roths. I don't really care one way or the other. Roths are fine, but I want you to max out those Roths, which means $6,000 a year. You guys are young, so it's fine. But, you know, you can pretty much do the math easily and say, okay, well, I know this is $6,000 a year divided by 12 months means $500 a month. And then I'd like both of you to be putting $500 a month in there. And, you know, if you can, right? Or even just a little bit more, maybe it's 400 each. And then the rest of the money is going to go into that pot of savings so that you can afford your daycare expenses.
Gotcha.
And then you're just going to see how it goes. And you see how the cash flow, I mean, obviously, until your wife gets back and that money comes back online, you're going to have some difficulties. But when she's back in the saddle working, and you're absorbing this 30-year mortgage and you're just paying your bills, not paying extra, not doing anything else, then you're going to have to decide, well, you know, what is our time horizon here? Do we really want to stay here or not? And then in the next few years, you'll decide that. But in the meantime, you're going to have lower expenses and you're going to save the money. And that's going to be good for you.
I agree.
Do you feel okay with that? Like, because it really will give you the lowest possible overhead if you refi.
I've always thought about doing that again. I'm so kind of up in the air. And that's one of the things is I do want to save more money because though I am long away from retirement, I know this is the time to start putting more money in. So yes, that does sound like a good plan.
Great.
Again, now that I have a direction to go into.
One last thing. Do you guys have wills?
Yes, but we do need to update it with our new baby here.
Okay. So just do that for me and make sure you got your insurance in place and we'll do that. Fantastic. Okay. So, Tyler from Nashville, can't thank you enough for joining us on Thanksgiving Day. What's your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, man. I will say that I have the palate of a 7-year-old. So, I'm not, probably just something very simple, probably like a roll.
A roll?
Yeah.
That's like the whitest thing I've ever heard. That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I don't.
You know what? Mark is Italian-American or half Italian-American, and I am with an Italian-American woman. And so if you give me some nice, delicious sausage stuffing, I'm all over
it. That sounds great. But again, I'm not.
You're a child.
I'm a child. I have
apple or pumpkin?
Apple.
Good choice.
Okay.
Tyler from Nashville, thank you so much for joining us. Okay, it is Thanksgiving, and we are so grateful that you have listened to us today. This is always it's like the most fun we have all week long. Mark and I know that we have just enormous gratitude for everything that this community has meant to us. So we are so thankful and we are wishing you the happiest and healthiest Thanksgiving. If you get into a fight with your brother-in-law about Bitcoin or something during Thanksgiving, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact button and vent with us. Or if something else comes up, let us know. We're here to help you out. Do lift someone up. Do feel that gratitude. We are distributed by Viacom CBS. I always save the most gratitude for my co-host and executive producer, Mark Talercio. Curiosity, compassion, community, Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening. If you like Money Watch, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
When you're committed to raising the standard, you're bound to ruffle some feathers. At Happy Egg, we like to say we farm differently. But in reality, we produce eggs the way people used to, by partnering with local small family farmers who raise our happy hens on 8 or more acres. Because in our opinion, farming shouldn't be complicated. It should be happy. Choose happy with Happy Egg. Visit happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.